No one knows how much oil lies off Somalia's coastline, but some industry experts estimate the figure at 110 billion barrels. Unlike these oil fields off Kenya, Somalia's reserves are largely untapped. In 2013, the British start-up firm Soma Oil and Gas signed an exclusive deal with the Somali government to explore for hydrocarbons. Soma's chief executive, Bob Shepherd, told VOA there is huge potential.
So we think we've really started the hydrocarbon regime in Somalia, and there'll be, as a result of that, we're hope with a bit of luck and some patience and commitment that this Somalia can turn to be one of the major hydrocarbon provinces in East Africa.
The deal included what's known as a capacity building program, intended, says Shepherd, to pay the wages of key personnel like geologists. But a confidential United Nations report leaked to the media says Soma paid $500,000 to senior Somali officials, including the head of Somalia's oil ministry.
We think the allegations are baseless. Soma has always conducted its operations in a lawful and ethical manner.
Britain's Serious Fraud Office has launched an investigation into the deal, and Somalia's government says it is also examining the claims. But Mogadishu's oil ministry points out that Soma was the only company willing to take the security risk of exploring off Somalia, one of the world's most unstable countries. Somalia's president said this week the country is working to attract further investment.
Since we came to the office, Somalia has been working very hard to attract a direct foreign investment in the near future. To make that dream true, we have been preparing for the legal framework that makes this happen in the ground.
Soma Oil and Gas wants to be among the first to make a direct investment in Somalia, but first the company faces investigations into the allegations of corruption. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.